This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talk live here in this country, harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fight.
Well, Dr. Nick Beggs has been on fire today, and I was looking at this Daily Mail article and Business Insider, and there's another article out of Popular Mechanics, Popular Science. And it gets into 1974, and the document was finally collated in 1977. That's 44 years ago, the year I was born. And in the diagrams, what's being targeted is a woman. And I continually see this, and I'm not saying this to patronize women, like, oh, you're the victim. Own that. Be a victim. No, be victorious, realizing that most of the propaganda, most of the advertising, most of the chemicals, most of the weapons are targeting women. Now, the whole fluoride and mercury thing targets men as well, but the whole point is it's targeting women. Dr. Beggage, in closing, powerful interview. It just gets more and more powerful having you on. You've been not vindicated, because you're always vindicated, but you've really been proven right in all your research now. Why are they coming out in the open now? Why are they suddenly gone from denying it all to putting it out? I think it's because they tried to cover it up, but people did research, and that backfired on them. So now they're trying to hide it in plain view and go, okay, we're putting chips in troops' heads, and we're going to end the family, and you're all going to die. It's the best for the earth. Okay, big deal. Let's move along. I mean, I think that's what they're trying.
Well, and it's a conditioning process. You know, now they're talking about, like, for instance, with veterans, you know, because of post-traumatic stress syndrome, they're saying, hey, we might be able to erase these memories. And some people think that's a great idea, but what else are they going to erase, for God's sake?
And yeah, that's what electroshock does.
But when you start to precision remove a memory set, so maybe we have our men and women in the service engaged in some grossly illegal activity, and then we just wipe their memory. So, you know,
they're actually working on that. You're turning them into robots.
That's exactly it. And this is the difference. The elites look at us as biological machines that are designed to be manipulated. They do not see us as spiritual beings occupying a physical form. This is the difference.
They're attempting to steal our consciousness, just like made in the image of God. We're not God, but we're given consciousness and free will, and we're able to create like a baby finger painting towards a stairway to something greater. We're being given the potential to go to the next level by the Creator, because obviously God would then give other creatures opportunity to ascend.
And it's about coming back. I mean, that's what the big message has always been about, coming back to the essence of what we are. And I think also another model of the universe is a holographic universe, where we as individuals contain some essence of the whole. I think this is what is really meant by those ancient scriptures, that we are part of that.
Well, that's another question. I got to hold you over because Paul's taking over, or just a minute or two. What about all the head of like major banks and globalists are going, it's all holographic, it's all fake. But they're not agreeing with us. They're saying it's all fake, give up. That's like Super Deluxe's thing from Time Warner. It's just give up. It's all fake anyways. No, it's all real. They're trying to project the hologram. Explain that.
Right. And to explain it, and also to restrict again, to make us feel like we have no self-determination. We do. It's the greatest gift that we have at all, that we get to choose. We get to choose right now what we do, and in the next second what we do. And the power is in making choices, not sitting idly by and accepting.
It's like a video game for eternity, and they don't want you to know there's other levels.
That's exactly it. And you don't even have to go anywhere to find them. You're standing in them. It's about recognizing, remembering again, and having confidence in who you are and what you are, and not responding.
That's another subject. Everyone has this essence, if they're awake, of how old we are. I mean, that's a whole other debate. Come back next week for the full hour. Host a show this week. We love you, Dr. Beggage. You're amazing. EarthPulse.com.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. I feel humanity and our destiny rising on the other side from London, England, Paul Watson's all teed up and ready to go. Please help us spread the word over all the local stations and the transmission. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? Remember the sound when I eat you up.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, takes over the Info War ahead of the War Room coming up in 54 minutes. Stay with us.
We are live. It is the May 22nd edition of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, and huge headline just went up on Infowars.com, literally posted 1 minute ago. This is the back-end data from Reuters polling. No other news organization has reported on this, not even Reuters. It's in their back-end, but they're not reporting on it as of yet. Headline, huge. Republicans now 6 points ahead in congressional poll. Blue wave turns into a drought. Polling by Reuters shows that Republicans are now 6 points ahead of Democrats in the race for the U.S. Congress. A remarkable turnaround, given that they were once as much as 16 points behind. And that was as recently as December, where in another CNN poll, Democrats were 16 points ahead. Now, according to the latest figures from Reuters, in which registered voters were asked, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district where you live? The GOP comes out on top. 40.7% of respondents said they would vote for a Republican, with 34.5% saying they would vote for a Democrat. Now, if you go right to the end of that image on the right-hand side, you'll see that the lines have crossed. In the past week, the Democrats have sunk and the Republicans have taken over. The lines have crisscrossed for basically the first time since the 2016 election. Absolutely incredible polling figures. The Dilbert creator Scott Adams offers his wry commentary on the numbers. He says, on the plus side, Democrats still have 100% support from MS-13 and Iran. And, of course, from Palestinian terrorists, no doubt. But that's the very argument, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi, the lot of them, they threw their lot behind MS-13. Animals, who are animals, by the way, today an MS-13 gang member who's literally nicknamed the Animal has been charged with murder, convicted 40 years in jail for murdering a 15-year-old boy. Nancy Pelosi was unavailable for comment. Whether he had a spark of divinity, we don't know yet. We're still waiting for word from Pelosi. But that's exactly it, isn't it? They've plummeted, they've cratered, they've collapsed, and now in a generic poll for the U.S. Congress, Republicans are more than 6 points ahead, which is marginally, I think, outside the margin of error. Of course, we had a CNN poll, I think it was last week, where the margin of error had become so close that it was basically a toss-up, again, after Democrats being 16 points ahead as recently as December. Now Republicans are 6-plus points ahead, according to the latest figures out of Reuters. Now, it's not just the MS-13 situation, the Iran situation. It's obviously because of the economy. Nearly 2 out of 3 Americans polled by CBS this week say the economy is either very good or somewhat good. And that's what it's all about. That's going to be the primary issue as we move towards the midterms. Republicans now are whopping, given that how far they were behind, 6 points ahead of Democrats in this congressional poll. Absolutely huge. I'm going to send that article to Drudge in the next break here and see if he'll link to that, because, again, you'll only find it on InfoWars as of right now. Talking of ratings and polls, CNN's Jake Tapper has basically lost 32% of his audience in 1 year. This is out of Breitbart. CNN's Jake Tapper has lost nearly a third of his audience. Throughout all of May last year, CNN's Jake Tapper averaged 1.091 million total viewers and 304,000 viewers in the advertiser coveted 25 to 54 age demo, which is, by the way, the predominant demo of my YouTube channel that CNN's tried to shut down the Alex Jones channel. So far this year, though, through the 16th of May, those numbers have cratered by nearly a third. Now, bear in mind that CNN as a whole has also lost 30% of its audience in the past year. Tapper's demo viewers have sunk to an average of just 206,000, a 32% decline. His total views collapsed to just 785,000, 28% fall. Now, that was according to CNN's own press release as of last year. He's lost 32% from May 2017 to May 2018. Tapper is now in last place when compared to Fox News and even MSNBC. So you see, what's happened is the Trump derangement syndrome market, which was, you know, let's be honest, a fire last year, this time last year. Everybody was all into their Trump derangement syndrome on the left. As that kind of cratered in interest, as every new headline, every new drama, every new bombshell didn't lead to the impeachment of Donald Trump, as they all foolishly thought it would, people began to get jaded. So that coalesced basically into MSNBC, obviously the most hysterical left-wing network on the air, although CNN's running it pretty close. So MSNBC is still not doing too bad, but CNN has plummeted. Of course, that ties into how Trump's basically declared war on them, how they've become the totem pole of left-wing anti-Trump hysteria. Article continues, Tapper's rating woes are in part tied to the fake news albatross, that is, the far-left CNN. CNN's well-documented and ongoing credibility problems have devastated the anti-Trump channel's ratings, which have already collapsed by some 30% this month. Nevertheless, Tapper has suffered from some credibility scandals of his own, including his self-destructive refusal to separate himself from the sinking ship that is CNN. Because before he joined CNN, Jake Tapper was seen as, you know, somewhat of a centrist. He did a lot of great work on the whole surveillance issue back during the Edward Snowden days when he worked for ABC News. So Jake Tapper had this kind of perceived credibility, even though he was within the mainstream media. He was seen as something of an outlier, not part of the establishment. Since the 2016 election, where, of course, he was tied in to the Clinton campaign quite intimately, going to the dinners, going to the behind-the-scenes events, now he's basically joined the chorus of Trump derangement syndrome on CNN, and it's cost him in viewing figures. But MSNBC, as this article points out, is still pummeling CNN. Reads, MSNBC might be every bit as dedicated to the left-wing cause as CNN, but with hosts like Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, Ari Melber, Chris Hayes and Joy Reid, MSNBC is at least interesting, mainly because several of those people are completely out of their gourd, Joy Reid in particular, and of course Rachel Maddow. And at times will even surprise you. CNN is as humorless, programmed and pedantic as a day spent at a socialist summer camp. Not only that, it has, again, the most virulent Trump derangement syndrome imaginable. There was a story today up on the Drudge Report where it was, I think it was a Harvard professor, headlined Harvard professor Lawrence Tribe warns Dems pushing Trump impeachment, you have to shoot to kill. Now, bearing in mind this arrives a few days after some anti-Trump lunatic who's shouting anti-Trump slogans tried to shoot up a hotel in Florida. You remember that story. Now he's been charged. It also comes less than a year after James T. Hodgkinson, a far-left Bernie Sanders supporter, tried to massacre a large group of congressional lawmakers at a baseball practice. Now we have a Harvard law professor talking within the context of impeaching Trump, but saying, quote, if you're going to shoot him, you have to shoot to kill. Now, is that really the kind of rhetoric that we need, given these hyper-partisan times, given the fact that we've had fringe extremists on both the left and the right actually try to shoot to kill on a regular basis? Are those words appropriate for CNN? Well, he hasn't come out and clarified it. Obviously, he was talking about the context of impeaching Trump. He's not literally talking about shooting to kill Trump. But again, are those words really appropriate given the hyper-partisan, fringe extremist, hysteria times that we live in? Probably not. Probably not. But he wasn't called out for it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live to the hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we go to a clip from Nigel Farage, who basically had the opportunity to grill Mark Zuckerberg in the European Parliament today, although he waited until the end to answer all the questions, so there was no back and forth, it was all staged. But we're going to get to that clip in a second. First, I want to tell you about some of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com because we need your support now more than ever. We've got all Super Blue Fluoride free products at a massive 50% off retail price at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Again, I say it every time, you're going to buy these products anyway. So why not get them from us, support the network, and get great quality fluoride free products, including the classic fan favorite, which is the toothpaste Super Blue Fluoride Free for a happier, healthier smile experience, nano silver and iodine at 50% off. And for those looking for a sweeter, healthier toothpaste, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste Bubblegum for bubblegum flavor is the perfect pick, and that's also at 50% off. Again, you can go and read those excellent independent reviews all on the website and take advantage of that massive discount. Featuring natural oils and ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times, Super Blue Mouthwash will help supercharge your oral health for minty fresh breath and round out your daily routine. So we have all the essential products for dental hygiene, as well as Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, all at 50% off right now, including free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, toothpaste doesn't really go out of date, does it? It lasts for years. You could stock up on this, save an absolute ton of money with this 50% discount, and support this network. This special will only be available for a limited time, but it is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go and support us by getting the products today. Now, Nigel Farage had the opportunity, and I helped with a bit of the research for this behind the scenes, to grill Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook's algorithmic censorship of conservative content. Now, we know across the board that some conservative commentators, some conservative news outlets on Facebook have been completely decimated by this algorithmic change, which happened basically at the end of January. In 1 week alone, I talked about this last time I was on the show, I lost 80% shares on Facebook engagement in 1 week alone. So they probably dialed it up even further now since February. The studies show that, I think Farage talks about an average of a 25% drop amongst conservative commentators and news outlets on Facebook. He had the opportunity to ask Zuckerberg about it today. We've got the clip, and here it is.
Okay, I'll start again. Mr. Zuckerberg, I'm the largest user of Facebook in all the EU institutions in terms of followers, in terms of engagement, so I'm your best client here in the room. I've no idea of the value of that, but I'm pleased to see you, as I hope you are me. The one slight problem I have, I'm watching very carefully the testimony that you gave on Capitol Hill. Time and again, people asked you, you know, is this genuinely a neutral political platform? And you come up with the same line again and again. It's well crafted. You say that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. Now, historically, of course, it's true that through Facebook and other forms of social media, there is no way that Brexit or Trump or the Italian elections could ever possibly have happened. It was social media that allowed people to get round the back of mainstream media. Now, perhaps you're horrified by this creation of yours and what it's led to. I don't know. But what is absolutely true is that since January of this year, you've changed your modus operandi, you've changed your algorithms, and it has led directly to a very substantial drop in views and engagements for those that have got right of center political opinions. The facts are very clear. Just look at President Trump's numbers on a much smaller scale. Look at mine. Look at thousands of other conservative commentators. And on average, we're down about 25% over the course of this year. And, you know, that's happening on a platform for all ideas. I'm not talking here, Mr. Zuckerberg, about extremism. I'm not talking about encouraging violence. I'm not talking about hatred of anybody. I'm talking about people who have majority mainstream opinions. And frankly, I feel... What interests me is who decides what is acceptable. Who are these people you referred to earlier, these third-party fact-checkers? Who are these people? I mean, why is there no transparency in this process at all? I'm not generally somebody that calls for legislation on the international stage, but I'm beginning to wonder whether we need a social media bill of rights to basically protect free speech. And I'm asking you today very, very clearly, but would you accept that today Facebook is not a platform for all ideas that is operated impartially?
So that was Nigel Farage basically grilling Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, in the European Parliament today. He took all the questions in a row, a very, very bizarre way of doing it, obviously designed so there would be no back and forth whatsoever between the people asking the questions and Zuckerberg himself. Half of it, somebody else was speaking on his behalf. So then he waited until the end of all the questions before answering any of them. Now, I haven't seen his response in full, but from what people have said, it's just the usual denial that there's any, you know, deliberate targeting of conservatives. Basically him saying, oh, that the algorithm change was simply to boost trustworthy websites. The trustworthy websites just happen to be all establishment media websites just by coincidence, of course. We had this headline out of InfoWars back in January. Facebook employee says new trust algorithm will prevent InfoWars and Breitbart gaming the system. Literally 1 week later, we were decimated along with a lot of other conservative pages in terms of engagement, in terms of shares on Facebook. That happened at the end of January. Breitbart reported 1st of May. Facebook is now ranking news organizations based on trustworthiness. So they take a URL and they relegate it before you even post it, basically, which is why InfoWars articles I used to share on Facebook would get as many shares, depending on the interest in the article in the subject, as any other link I would post on Facebook. Now, I mean, I could post an InfoWars link and it'll get 10, 15 shares, bearing in mind, on my two profiles alone, it's an audience of a potential audience of 1 million people. You can still post something else. You can post a meme on Facebook. Obviously, they've got no way of tracking that yet as to the political bias of the meme or whatever. And that'll get 3, 4, 5, 10,000 shares. So they've entered URLs into some kind of flagging database. Infowars.com is one of them, definitely. They've also got these fake fact checkers. It's Snopes.com. It's the usual suspects. Been proven over and over again to be vehemently partisan. They're not independent. They're not impartial. This is a deliberate attempt to influence people in their voting habits as we approach the midterms. It's very transparently so. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract can contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. And now we're going to turn our attention to Europe, which is, of course, the example that America does not want to follow in many ways. We've had some good news in Europe over the past few months. Obviously, the rise of AfD in Germany. And the Italian election, it looks like they finally sorted out an agreement to form a government between the populist Five Star Movement and the Northern League Party, which is, of course, the stuff of nightmares for the EU, because eventually they want to move towards abolishing the euro, basically phasing out of the European Union altogether, and they want to control mass immigration, which is also a big problem, of course, in Sweden, my favourite country, where the Sweden Democrats, the anti-mass migration party, are now polling first in advance of their general election, which is coming up in September this year, not too far away. Breitbart had a headline a few days ago, new poll shows populist Sweden Democrats tied for first ahead of election. Now, this is big because they've been kind of in third place, moving back and forward between second and third place for basically around a year or more now. But a new poll has shown a surge in support for the anti-mass migration Sweden Democrats, which are now tied with the ruling Social Democrat Party ahead of this year's national election. The poll puts the populist anti-mass migration party at 23%, tied with the Social Democrats for first place. So that is huge. And why is that happening? Well, it's happening because of stories like this, headline up on Infowars.com. Sweden. Police tell women to not go out late to avoid being raped. I've spoken many times about the skyrocketing rape figures, sexual assault figures in Sweden. Now, apparently, the solution to that is to not stop the importation of hundreds of thousands and millions of migrants that tend to have problems in the ways in which they view and treat women. No, the solution is to tell women just to not leave their homes. Bravo, bravo. Police in Sweden are telling women to not go out late to avoid being raped in a damning indictment of how the country is putting their own citizens at risk in favour of pursuing mass migration policies. So they had two more attempted rapes over the weekend in Östersund, and that prompted police investigator Sus Brownerhelm to tell Swedish radio that women should be vigilant and, quote, preferably do not go out late. That's the solution to not being raped, is to not go out at night. Of course, it bears similarities to what the mayor of Cologne told German women back in 2016, after the mass molestation of German women on New Year's Eve 2015, you remember that, carried out by predominantly, almost exclusively, even though barely any of them were convicted for it, Muslim migrants. She told potential victims, she told women, to keep potential rapists at arm's length, was completely crucified, and rightly so, in the media for doing so. Again, despite the fact that those rapists, hardly any of them actually got prosecuted. Well, as soon as these comments from the Swedish police investigator telling women to not go out late at night to avoid being assaulted began to attract controversy, they had to dial it back. Police district manager Max Olsen asserted that her comments did not stand and that authorities were not encouraging women to avoid going out late at night. That turnaround came about 24 hours later, only after the initial comments began to receive publicity. So, yeah, it was obviously an attempt to quell public anger. Because Swedish women are already afraid of going out at night. They're already imposing curfews on themselves. A 2016 poll found that almost half of Swedish women were afraid to go out at night alone. In fact, I think there's a more recent poll which found that even more were afraid to go out alone, even in the day. Of course, we had Swedish music festivals throughout 2016, throughout 2017. Numerous rapes, numerous sexual assaults. In some cases, literally, just men pinning down women in the center of a field in front of a stage at a music festival and just outright raping them. Just in the middle of the entire group of people. Absolutely shocking. So what was the solution? To cancel all the music festivals in 2018. Sweden's largest music festival in the summer of 2018 was cancelled because they just said, we just can't get a handle on this. Rape, sexual assault, molestation of women. They just cancelled the event. A study by Aftonbladet, which is by no means a right-wing news outlet, found that 88% of gang rapists in the Scandinavian country over the last 6 years had a migrant background. Now, bearing in mind, if you're not a national newspaper in Sweden, you can't even talk about these statistics on social media because you risk being arrested and prosecuted for hate crimes. And we're going to talk more about that probably in the next segment now, but they're called hate facts. Literally, Swedish citizens can't cite statistics anymore without being told that they're carrying out an act of hate speech. Newspapers can do it, and they occasionally do, but as a private citizen, you put yourself at risk of arrest and jail time if you point out statistics that are in the government's own reports. That's how bad it is in Sweden right now. They literally have a taxpayer-funded group. It's called the Net Hate Examiner Group, funded by taxpayers, that goes out to hunt thought criminals on the internet in Sweden. to flag their comments to the authorities so they're prosecuted, fined, and in some instances thrown in prison. Literally a taxpayer-funded group that does that in Sweden now. I mean, we've got equivalents of it in the United States, in Britain, hope not hate. But as far as I know, they're at least not taxpayer-funded so far. Absolutely shocking situation. People always wonder, how do these comments get flagged up? You know, if somebody's leaving an obscure comment on a Facebook group that doesn't really have a lot of members, how are these comments coming to light? Well, there's a taxpayer-funded group that literally is given hundreds of thousands of dollars to hunt these thought criminals down for stating statistical facts. A private study, the article continues, of 4,142 rulings regarding sex-related crimes passed by 40 Swedish courts between 2012 and 2014 found that 95.6% of rapes were committed by men of foreign descent. Two out of three rapes with aggravating circumstances were committed by newly arrived migrants or approved asylum seekers. Official crime statistics show in Sweden that reported rapes have increased 34% in the last 10 years. And the left and Snopes and all these liars always come out and say, oh no, that's because they changed the definition of rape. No, BS. That is not true. It's true that they changed it, but then the rape stats continued to rise after that change was made. So no, you can't blame it all on them changing the definition of what sexual assault was, because it continued to go up after that. And the figures prove that. The figures that Swedish citizens can't even talk about on the internet because they risk being arrested, they risk being interrogated. So this is all taking place. They're telling women to not go out late at night. Again, an absolute non-solution, absolutely ludicrous and pathetic. Meanwhile, the real criminals are being kept under thumb by the Swedish authorities. This is out of Sputnik. Swedish journalist probed for hate speech over Sharia mocking cartoons. The former editor-in-chief of the Sweden Democrats magazine has been interrogated. This is what they like to do. They literally just turn up and interrogate people who are critical of mass immigration. Interrogated by authorities after being reported to the police by the Net Hate Examiner Group, the taxpayer-funded group that literally hunts down thought criminals in Sweden. The reason is two satirical drawings about Islamism he published on Facebook. So literally siding with the same ideological motivation as the Charlie Hebdo Islamist killers by saying, no, we will not tolerate satirical cartoons about Islam. Literally faces potential fines, prison time, interrogated by the police for drawing some cartoons which satirized a belief system, which is not a race, which is not an ethnicity. Swedish women being told they can't go out late at night because they can't get a handle on these rapist criminals. Oh, but if you draw a cartoon which makes fun of Islam, then you're going to be interrogated. Ludicrous. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into some more news here in a second, but I want to tell you first about another of the great specials we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is Bodies, and again, it is at 50% off. That is huge. It's the ultimate turmeric formula. It's the one I take, personally recommend. Used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got in enough Bodies back in stock to provide to our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% off. This is the 60-day supply for just $29.95, a massive 50% saving. Look at those independent reviews, 4.9 out of 5, those trusted independent reviews. Bodies offers joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Has the powerful ingredients, powerful antioxidants. We've decided to pair it with other powerful ingredients, including 5 different herbs and extracts. And as I've said before, we're not selling it on this basis, but if you go and research, for example, studies in depression where they compare turmeric, treating people with turmeric and treating people with Prozac, turmeric wins peer-reviewed studies. So this is a mood enhancer. We're not selling it on that basis. But you can go and research that for yourself if you're interested in learning about how they've used this to treat depression. It is Bodies. It is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also select the auto ship option and get another 10% discount additionally on top of that. And of course, that means you don't have to continue remembering to reorder. It makes it convenient and you save even more money. Bodies from InfoWars Live, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Now, before the break, I was talking about Sweden. They've got a big election coming up in September. Support for the anti-mass migration Sweden Democrats is now basically at the point where they're tied with the ruling party after being in third place as little as a few months ago. And, you know, I wonder why. Gee, I wonder why. We've got a situation where people in Sweden can barely even talk about statistics, can barely even talk about what they're witnessing on their own streets without putting themselves at risk of being interrogated, fined, and in some cases even imprisoned. Meanwhile, they're telling women not to go out late at night to avoid being raped. They're interrogating and potentially imprisoning journalists for drawing cartoons that make fun of Islam. And then we have this story up on Infowars.com. Hate facts. Swedish man faces 2 years in prison for saying Somalis have low IQ. A man in Sweden faces up to 2 years in prison over a Facebook post in which he said Somalis typically have low IQs, despite being technically correct. So again, who's found him? Who's uncovered this dangerous thought criminal? Well, it's obviously the taxpayer-funded Net Hate Examiner group, because this comment was made in September last year, and they've just caught him. They've caught that dangerous thought criminal. You know, rape, sexual assault, so they may be up 34%. Violent crime may be through the roof. They're having grenade attacks like every other day in major Swedish cities. But cars are being burned. They've got riots. But don't worry about that. A guy made an offensive Facebook post back in September and they caught him. They got him. What did he say? He said, quote, only every fifth Somali has an IQ over 70. Oh my God. Just throw away the key. Throw away the key. According to prosecutor Paulina Brandberg, the post targets a protected group of people based on their national origin and is therefore hate speech. But is it true? Yes, it's true. According to British professor Richard Lynn and his Finnish colleague Tatu Vahanen, who published a book called IQ and the Wealth of Nations, which made a correlation between IQ rates and economic prosperity, the defendant is technically correct, since the average IQ in Somalia is, wait for it, 70. In fact, he was being kind to them in some ways, because if you go on the IQ research website, which lists all the average IQs by country, and I suppose that'll get shut down, it'll probably get blocked in Sweden, it says that the average IQ in Somalia is 68. Now, this Facebook post made no argument as to whether IQs are determined on socioeconomic status, environment, upbringing, race. Didn't even speculate on that. He merely pointed out the fact that the average IQ in Somalia is 70. In fact, he complimented them to some extent, given that it's probably closer to 68. Now he faces 2 years in prison. I mean, if that's such a horrible thing to say, even though it's statistically true, shut him down with facts. Have a debate, you know. No, they've literally got taxpayer-funded groups going out hunting thought criminals and arresting people, interrogating them. The case is yet another example of what is now being referred to as hate facts, statements that are generally true, yet are negative towards minorities or other ethnic groups. And another case that I cite in this article, which we've talked about before, is a 55-year-old Swedish man who was put on trial and fined $1,200 for committing, quote, a crime of opinion. Even though it wasn't an opinion, it was a statement of fact. He posted on Facebook that Muslims account for a lot of gang crime in Sweden and other stuff like rapes. Now again, in the previous segment, I just read out a bunch of private studies, a bunch of government figures, a study by a Swedish newspaper, not a right-wing news outlet, that proved gang rape, violent assault, is predominantly the domain of Muslim migrants in Sweden. They're way overrepresented in violent crime rates and in sexual assault. That is a fact. He said it on Facebook, and he got interrogated and fined $1,200. The guy who said the average IQ in Somalia is 70 faces 2 years, up to 2 years in prison. Absolutely incredible situation. This is what a country looks like that's basically committed suicide on the altar of diversity. Now, it's this whole new wave, which I've talked about before, hate facts, where you can literally state facts, but because they're about a certain protected class of people, they're deemed to be hate speech, even though they're true. Now, Tommy Robinson was suspended on Twitter back in February. for tweeting, quote, 90% of grooming gang convictions are Muslims. Now, Majid Nawaz, who is a Muslim reformist, got on Twitter and said about Robinson, quote, he's quoting a fact. He broke it down, and I think it was about 86% of culprits in these grooming gangs that have been caught across the country are Muslims. They're predominantly Bangladeshi and Pakistani. It's a fact. Okay, if you don't acknowledge basic facts, how are we going to combat these problems if you turn acknowledging basic facts into hate crimes where people are so afraid of even talking about it on the internet? How are we ever going to resolve any of this? And you only drive it further underground anyway and make it the domain of actual extremists. It's completely absurd. So we've got Swedish journalists being charged, interrogated for drawing cartoons which make fun of Islam. We've got women being told not to go out late at night because they might get raped. We've got people talking about Somali IQs on Facebook, being prosecuted, facing up to 2 years in jail. Meanwhile, Reuters reports, Swedish girls fearing forced marriage told to hide spoon in underwear. So they got such a big problem now with Muslim migrants trying to secret Swedish girls out of the country to have female genital mutilation operations in other countries and to force them into forced marriage, that now authorities are telling victims of this, which are predominantly, of course, going to be little Muslim girls, to put spoons in their underwear. So they set off the X-ray metal detector scanners at the airports, and they have a final opportunity to sound the alarm and talk to the authorities and escape basically being shipped abroad to have their genitals mutilated. These are the real problems we have in countries like Sweden. But no, some guy drew an offensive cartoon about Muslims. Let's concentrate on him. And in fact, when you look at the funding behind how they fund the different aspects of policing, it's all going towards hate crimes. It's going to patrolling online tweets. It's the same situation in London. And it's absolutely absurd. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, 1,400 underage Dutch girls forced into sex slavery each year by migrant background males. Again, same situation that we had in the UK. This is their culture, and some cultures are better than others. And if we don't focus on this, if we don't actually acknowledge it and allow people to talk about it, it's going to continue. It's going to get even worse. Germany will now train asylum seekers to become truck drivers. What could possibly go wrong with that? In London, 4 young men stabbed in Merced-Eat Khan's London in 5 days. More stabbings, but he's pledged some money for knife crime projects, which is infinitesimal in comparison to the money he's pledged to patrol online hate crime. Absolutely absurd, ludicrous. That's going to wrap it up. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm so excited. The new product.